I'm Jim Fields. High school volleyball matchups around the area last night. The Western Iowa Conference tourney getting underway. In action last night, some of the games include AHST beating Logan Magnolia 3 in a row. IKM Manning took 3 straight from Audubon. Missouri Valley downed Griswold 3-0. It was Trainer over AHST 3 in a row. Underwood beat Tri-Center 3 games in a row as well. Also in Hawkeye 10 play, Kemper Catholic beat Clarinda 3-0. In other matches around the region, it was Bedford over Nottoway Valley 2-1. Bedford beating Pleasantville 2-0. Coon Rapids Bayard over Glidden Ralston 3-0. And Southwest Valley a 2-0 sweep over Lennox last night. Well, the Associated Press High School football poll came out last night for this week. Taking a look at the small schools first, we'll work our way up the ladder. Exira EHK remains the number one ranked team in 8-man this week, getting 8 first-place votes and 138 voting points. Gilbertville Don Bosco remains number two. They got 5 first-place votes and 132 voting points. Newell Fonda got the other 2 first-place votes. They're third. West Bend Mallard ranked 4th, and Adair Casey is in at number 5 this week. Springville, Janesville, MMC, HLV, and Glidden Ralston round out the top 10. In Class A ratings this week, West Lyon remains number one rated, BGM is number 2, Wapsie Valley is 3, AGWSR is ranked 4th, AHST stays put at number 5 in this week's poll. Pekin, Hinton, Montezuma, Algona Garrigan, and Gladbrook Rhinebeck round out the top 10. In Class 1A ratings this week, Iowa City Regina remains top rated, with St. Albert in at number 2 again this week. Dyke New Hartford is 3rd rated, with North Fayette, Fort Dodge, St. Edmund, Maquoketa Valley, Wilton, Van Meter, South O'Brien, and Mount Air, the top 10. In Class 2A, Kemper Catholic stays on top of the poll, getting 11 of the 15 first-place votes. Waukon got the other first-place votes, and they are number 2. West Marshall, Albia, and Mediapolis round out the top 5. Boyden Hall, Rock Valley, New Hampton, Spirit Lake, Central Lyon, GLR, and Cascade finish off this week's top 10. In Class 3A, Sioux City Bishop Heland Catholic is ranked number 1 again this week. Decorah, Pella, Clear Lake, and Harlan finish off the top 5, with Boone, Washington, Spencer, Solon, and Carroll in the top 10. And in the big school class in 4A, Dowling Catholic is number 1, followed by Pleasant Valley, Ames, Waukee, Cedar Rapids, Xavier, Iowa City High, West Des Moines Valley, Davenport Assumption, Bettendorf, and Iowa City West round out the top 10 poll this week. Well, the San Diego Chargers played a great game of keep away while ending the Indianapolis Colts' 3-game winning streak. Phillip Rivers engineered 3 scoring drives of at least 74 yards at the as the Chargers downed the Colts 19-9, ruining Andrew Luck's first game on Monday Night Football. Rivers helped San Diego control the ball for more than 38 minutes while the defense kept the Colts out of the end zone. The Chargers never trailed after Rivers threw a 22-yard touchdown pass to rookie Keenan Allen early in the second quarter. Rivers was 22 of 33 for 237 yards and no interceptions. Nick Novak kicked 4 field goals and Ryan Matthews ran for 102 yards as the Chargers evened their record at 3-3. The Colts fell to 4-2. In other NFL news, Green Bay Packers coach Mike McCarthy says wide receiver James Jones has a chance of playing Sunday against Cleveland at Lambeau Field, but he ruled linebacker Nick Perry out and said receiver Reggie Cobb would miss multiple weeks while refusing to elaborate. Perry's malady was termed a foot injury, Jones a leg injury, and Cobb's a knee injury. All 3 were hurt in Sunday's win at Baltimore. Cleveland Browns coach Rob Chudzinski says he doesn't plan to change quarterbacks for Sunday's game against Green Bay. Brandon Whedon was back under center for Sunday's loss to Detroit and threw an underhanded interception with the Browns down by 7 in the fourth quarter. The interception was part of a second half in which Cleveland was outscored 24-0 in a loss to the Lions. Whedon returned to the starting lineup Sunday. That was after Brian Hoyer sustained a season-ending knee injury. Also around the NFL, the Buffalo Bills have signed free agent quarterback Matt Flynn, although coach Doug Marrone all but ruled out Flynn's chances of starting Sunday against the Dolphins in Miami. Flynn accepted a deal after spending the morning working out for a team that's been scrambling to add quarterbacks since rookie starter E.J. Manuel sprained his right knee in a loss to Cleveland on October 3rd. Backup Thad Lewis started Sunday's loss to Cincinnati and threw a pair of fourth-quarter touchdown passes despite a sprained ankle. Denver Broncos linebacker Von Miller was back with the team after completing his 6-game suspension for violating the NFL's substance abuse program. Miller didn't apologize or explain his actions, only to ask his fans, teammates, and coaches to judge him on what he does in the future. Raiders coach Dennis Allen says he remains committed to quarterback Terrell Pryor and has no plans to make a change. Allen gave the vote of confidence one day after Pryor threw three interceptions, including two in the final 4.5 minutes of a loss to Kansas City. Pryor also was sacked 10 times and had a career-low rating of 45.7. Cardinals defensive end Calais Campbell attended team meetings after being released from a Bay Area hospital late Sunday night. Campbell was hospitalized for possible neck and spine injuries after he was carted off the field during Arizona's loss at San Francisco Sunday. The Washington Redskins have lost backup linebacker Brian Kell and long snapper Nick Sundberg for the season with injuries. Kell tore the ACL in his left knee and Sundberg tore the meniscus in his right knee in Sunday's loss to the Dallas Cowboys. The New York Giants could be without running back Brandon Jacobs for next Monday's game against Minnesota due to a left hamstring injury. That would make Michael Cox the likely starter, with David Wilson and Darrell Scott also nursing injuries. Jets running back Mike Goodson will miss the rest of the season after tearing two ligaments in his left knee in Sunday's 19-6 loss to Pittsburgh. Goodson says the ACL and MCL were torn when he was trying to make a tackle on Lawrence Timmons' game-sealing interception of Geno Smith in the fourth quarter. In college football news, Missouri quarterback James Franklin will be out 3 to 5 weeks with a sprained right shoulder. Coach Gary Pinkle says redshirt freshman Maddie Mock will start on Saturday at home against number 22 Florida. Franklin was injured in the second half of Missouri's victory at Georgia on Saturday. The Los Angeles Dodgers finally generated enough runs to win a game in the National League Championship Series. The Dodgers are within 2-1 in the series after Hyun-Jin Ryu scattered 3 hits in 7 innings of the Dodgers' 3-0 shutout of the St. Louis Cardinals. Ryu tossed no-hit ball for the first 4 innings and then worked out of a 2-on, no-out jam in the 5th to preserve a 2-0 lead. Dodgers starters have allowed just 2 earned runs in the series, but had wasted those great pitching performances until Adrian Gonzalez sparked a 2-run 4th. Gonzalez put Los Angeles ahead with an RBI double before scoring on Yasiel Puig's triple. The Dodgers had been 1-for-17 with runners in scoring position and were scoreless in 23 consecutive innings until Gonzalez came through. Hanley Ramirez capped the offense with an RBI single in the 8th inning hours after being diagnosed with a fractured rib that caused him to miss Game 2. Ramirez, Puig, and Mark Ellis each had 2 of the Dodgers' 9 hits. Cardinals starter and loser Adam Wainwright allowed 2 runs and 6 hits in 7 innings for his first playoff loss. He entered the game 4-0 with a 2.03 ERA lifetime in the postseason. The Cardinals finished the game without third baseman David Fries, who experienced tightness in his right calf during the 5th inning. Fries recorded the Cardinals' first hit of the game before leaving. Game 3 is Tuesday night in Los Angeles. Well, Monday was an off day for the Tigers and the Red Sox as those two teams prepare for Game 3 of the American League Championship Series in Detroit. The Tigers will send Justin Verlander to the mound today against Boston's John Lackey. The Tigers could use the extra day to forget about Sunday night's 6-5 loss to the Red Sox. Detroit enjoyed a 5-1 lead in the 8th before David Ortiz erased it with one swing of the bat, launching a grand slam off Joaquin Benoit. Jared Saltalamacchia won it with a single in the bottom of the 9th inning. They'll play late this afternoon. Cards and the Dodgers, same time again tonight. 6:12 will have the game for you. That's the pregame start time. 7:07 is the scheduled time for the first pitch. Also in baseball news, Major League Baseball umpire Wally Bell has died less than a week after working the National League Division Series between St. Louis and Pittsburgh. He was just 48 years old. Major League Baseball confirmed Bell's death on Monday. He died of an apparent heart attack in his home state of Ohio. Bell broke into the majors in 1993 and returned to the game after undergoing open-heart surgery in 1999. Orioles third baseman Manny Machado has undergone surgery to repair a torn ligament in his left knee. The 75-minute procedure included an arthroscopy and open reconstruction of the medial patellar femoral ligament. Recovery time is estimated to be around 6 months. In the National Hockey League last night, just 3 games, it was Detroit beating Boston 3-2. Washington skated past Edmonton 4-2, while Minnesota beat Buffalo by a 2-1 final. And in racing news, Brian Vickers will miss the rest of the NASCAR season because of a blood clot in his right calf. Vickers was placed on blood-thinning medication once the clot was discovered. He missed the final 25 races of the 2010 season with blood clots and during that time required heart surgery. He said in a statement that his physicians are confident that he'll be able to resume activity before next season. That's Jack of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.